USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Amid continued concerns about the growing outbreak of coronavirus in the United States, the Federal Reserve has announced this morning a cut to a key interest rate of a half a percentage point. Here's Fed Chairman Jerome Powell.
My colleagues and I took this action to help the U.S. economy keep strong in the face of new risks to the economic outlook.
Many analysts say they're not so sure a rate cut will do anything to stimulate the economy, as many people are simply not spending their money or traveling as much because of their concerns. As balloting began in 14 Super Tuesday primary states this morning, there are fewer Democratic hopefuls in the race. Joe Biden getting a boost yesterday when former rivals Pete Buttigieg and Amy Klobuchar dropped out and threw their endorsements to him. Tom Steyer dropped out on Saturday. This is USA Radio News.
Investments in securities involve the risk of loss.
Does the sound of guaranteed income have you thinking about buying an annuity? Find out why Fisher Investments considers annuities about as attractive as a migraine, with their nosebleed-level fees, no easy way out once you're in them, and other pitfalls. If you have $500,000 or more, call Fisher at 1-800-859-5500 for your free guide, Annuity Insights. 1-800-859-5500. It's your retirement. Know what to ask.
Friends and family, did you have a great night's sleep last night? I did. I'm healthier than I've ever been. I work better than I ever have. And you know what? You can have that health. You can have that good night's sleep if you order a MyPillow. Try it. Mike Lindell guarantees it. He's got a 60-day money-back guarantee on the MyPillow and a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
The death toll is rising quickly in Tennessee after this morning's tornadoes near Nashville. Now at least 19 people are confirmed dead, and state emergency management agency officials say they expect to find more bodies as they look through the rubble caused by those tornadoes that struck right after midnight when most folks were sleeping.
We're doing everything that we can to respond to this. That being said, it's a very difficult situation, and we'll be expanding that response as the day unfolds, and we understand and even greater what the damages are.
A peace deal that the U.S. signed with the Taliban already running into a snag. Afghanistan officials who were left out of the negotiations are refusing to release prisoners that were part of the deal. Taliban leaders say they will resume attacks on Afghan forces if those prisoners are not released. Many Afghans not happy with the deal as it provides no protections for women and because they weren't involved in those negotiations. And this is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Pope Francis still feeling under the weather, apparently, but not suffering from anything more serious than a cold. An Italian newspaper is reporting today that the head of the Roman Catholic Church has been given a test for coronavirus, but it came back negative. That word coming just days after the pontiff announced that he was skipping a Lent retreat for the first time since his election, and he also called off most of his public schedule last week. Facebook is pulling out of South by Southwest this year. The annual festival in Austin, Texas, brings together some of the biggest names in tech and music and film. But coronavirus fears are having a serious impact on would-be attendees. Monday's confirmation of Facebook's no-show plan, coming after Twitter announced over the weekend, it's also skipping the event. The event is set to run from Friday, the 13th of March, through the 22nd. And game show host Alex Trebek is lending his hand to the Los Angeles homeless crisis, the Jeopardy host donating $100,000 to the Hope of the Valley Rescue Mission, a nonprofit that's dedicated to prevention, reduction, and elimination of poverty, hunger, and homelessness. The nonprofit provides nearly 290,000 meals and 93,000 nights of safe shelter every year. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.